Ronald Iacobucci is seeking the Democratic Party nomination for Governor's Council in District 4, and he joins us this morning to discuss his campaign. Mr. Iacobucci, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning to all your listeners. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So the first question I have to ask is, why do you want to be on the Governor's Council?
Well, I've been doing a listening tour of the entire district. It covers 19 communities, and especially attending town meetings and town elections. I recall the one I attended in Marshfield recently, the town meeting, both the town election. And that's the question people ask. What is the governor's council? Who is my governor's counselor? And I've resolved to change all of that. I don't want to be just a rubber stamp on appointments and spending, and I want to use the skills and experience I have in the public and private sector, put them to work as a proactive counselor, a counsel that's going to provide leadership to drive positive change, to make things better for our judicial system. And that's the reason why I'm running. I oversee the workforce development system in the South Shore, and many of the customers that we try to help get a job have been touched by the judicial system, people that, have mental illness, addiction, reentry. And our judicial system is not serving them. So a governor's council needs to provide that leadership to work with everyone to try to change that judicial system and make it better. And that's what's driving me, and that's why I'm running.
And you emphasize collaboration and connections you have that this will make you a better candidate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that... I'm the only candidate that's talking about becoming a proactive counselor. So not just, as I mentioned before, a rubber stamp on judicial appointments or spending. A counselor that's going to roll up the sleeves, work with all the groups involved, and try to really make some positive change in our judicial system here in Massachusetts.
And are there any particular changes you want to see?
Well, I give a couple of examples. The marijuana pardons that were recently approved by the governor's council. I testified at that public hearing. And, again, the work I do, I see people that come in with issues with records. What they did was more symbolic than actually making a difference in people's lives. To really have those pardons have an effect, you have to also expunge the record. Otherwise, the record is still there. You'll see the pardon, you'll see the conviction. You need to remove both, and they fail to do that. So I want to go a step further. The governor's council also signs off on warrants every week. I run a city department. I sign off on a warrant once a month for hundreds of thousands of dollars. We dot the I's, cross the T's. We make sure that there are no disallowed costs or fraud or waste. The governor's council literally signs off on warrants for hundreds of millions of dollars every week with a simple, all those in favor say aye, opposed, no. I want to go deeper than that. I think I have a right to talk about the migrants. My organization is working very actively to help those folks. But you see things that I read in the papers about, how the spending is being done, money being spent on hotels for $150, $200 a night that are really in poor condition. My staff is down in Kingston working in that particular shelter and seeing the bed bugs and the cockroaches and just the poor conditions. The governor's council every week is signing off on how that money is spent, and I think we have to be more accountable and hold people more responsible before we start paying those kinds of bills. And that's the kind of approach I want to take, a more proactive approach. Council that's going to be out there, in working with the public officials, listening to people, listening to the concerns that they have. And we don't have that right now in the counselor that we have. In fact, he's been in that office for 37 years, and I really think it's time for a change.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But where can people go to learn more about you and your campaign?
Yes, they can go to my website, which is rpi.vote. I'm running on the ballot as Ronald Primo Iacobucci. And Dan, you did a great job pronouncing that name. Thank you very much. But if they don't get the last name, which begins with an I and ends with an I, just remember the name Primo. That's my middle name. And vote Ronald Primo Iacobucci. And for more information, that rpi.vote.
Okay.
You.
Well, thank you so much.